We're live now.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, sorry for the extreme delay.
Yeah, we're like that, especially on drunk day.
It is drunk day. I was late. Celeste was late.
Yeah, I was
Casey was
late.
Actually here on time, but she had already started drinking.
Oh, yeah. I started at noon, baby.
I haven't started yet, so it's going to take me about 30 seconds to get there.
So, welcome to Lost Aspect, episode 12.
12. It's 12, right?
12.
Right? Yes. I'm right.
That makes me feel right,
am I? No, it's 12. He posted it earlier
really
that it's 12.
Okay.
Yes.
I have been...
You've only missed, like, nine of them. It's
like
okay.
I've missed, like, the last 13 of the 12. So, like, I haven't been... I'm Celeste. Nice to meet you.
The best part was the best part there. It was like, I'm sure. Wait, no, I'm not.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. If you don't tell me, I don't know. What episode are we on?
It's
12.
Yeah.
We're going to go with 12.
Being a little sarcastic. Thanks, Jim. Yes, it's 12. Jim has been waiting. I let him know we were going live shortly
through
the Facebooks. Thank you for watching. Is your child behaving? I'll wait like 2 minutes for that.
Right.
It's going to take a while.
So,
go ahead.
Intros, like always. I am Casey, and I play Legion.
Shh. No, you're Casey, and what are you drinking?
I am Casey, and I am drinking Crush with Amaretto, because I totally forgot to pick up Dr. McGillicuddy's, because it works so much better with it.
What kind? Like the...
Cherry Doctor with Crush. Oh, yeah.
That sounds awful.
Oh, yeah. And Sprite. Sprite works, too.
Well, that sounds like a kitty cocktail without the child.
Exactly!
Too. Okay.
Also, my Nightmare Before Christmas muck.
She's drunk. She started at noon.
I did.
See how it is.
Old fashions, don't recommend them.
Old fashions are good if you don't have a shitty one. It sounds like you had a shitty one.
Oh my god! It was brandy. It was okay. It was like apple brandy old fashioned. Sounded good. The ingredients sounded fine, and it was apples. So I was like, sure, why not? It was like the strongest drink I have ever had. I had to put water in it after downing like a quarter of it.
Oh my goodness!
I like when they put sugar and like the maraschino cherries, and they like crush them at the bottom.
I don't know if I think all I had was an orange slice in it. Yeah,
that's interesting.
And then my straw kept getting caught with orange pieces in it, so it wasn't sucking everything up.
Why are you drinking with a straw?
Because it was brought with a straw.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah. And I play Legion. I might be funner at it when I'm drunk.
Funner.
Indeed, you might.
I am Amanda. I don't know what I'm drinking. It's some kind of Smirnoff something or other. I specifically bought it because
this is going to be so good.
It comes in a plastic bottle with a lid, and I am probably going to make a mess at some point in time today. I am back to playing Convergence.
Yay! Do you do that more when you're
No.
Done?
Okay. Just happens.
I'm back to playing Convergence specifically with the Theme Force. We can talk about the Theme Force. Nathan's probably going to yell at me, but I doubt he's watching this. I'm also painting. We'll talk about painting in a second.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that in a minute.
I'm Celeste. I am drinking Strawberita. I brought a 12-pack. Which, if you know me at all, or if you heard of any of the stories of War Machine Weekend, you know that I will only need about two of them to be, like, like naked running through the house. Like, I get drunk really fast. And I play Circle. I feel like I need to... I'm looking at the camera when I talk.
Hello! I usually just, like, look in a direction.
Yeah.
Pretend that I'm talking to someone. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, welcome to Drunk Crafting.
Drunk Crafting Day.
This is impromptu before we jump into faction reviews, starting with our next one.
Yep.
Wait, it's not me, is it?
No, it's
no.
me.
Okay.
I'm
the one after that.
Yeah, we're starting with me because I have the smaller faction. This date is wrong.
Yeah, okay, but I can't be here that day.
That's
unfortunately.
Okay.
That's fine. Right. As long as the one that's actually, you know, doing the faction reviews there, we're good.
We could just have that one person.
You can just do that one person. Yeah.
I'll be here. Yeah. I will tell you all about Convergence. It will be a great time.
I will be here. I'm going to miss less because now I officially have all Sundays off.
Yeah, Brian was telling me that.
Yay,
Wednesdays and possibly schedule. Mondays.
Because we have a full management staff now, and so me and the full-time manager are able to have set schedules.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then flex the two part-timers who only want, like, you know, 15 hours a week or whatever.
Yeah.
So I have every Sunday and Monday off now.
Very nice.
That makes my life. The only reason we have inventory on that particular, the next Sunday.
Of, inventory.
So that's like a non. Yeah. Everybody has to be there. I don't know if you've ever worked retail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Inventory is...
I did.
If you have ever worked retail, you know that it is shit. It is soul sucking. But
I had this. So this is my. I had this woman come in. This is my funny story. This woman came into the store. It was early in the morning. She was super flighty, like running all around the store, like flip, 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 like talking my ear off. She was there for like 40 minutes, and she kept saying, "Oh, that is amazing. That shirt is wonderful. I'm gonna come back for that. Ooh, those boots are incredible. I'm gonna come back for that." And we hear that all the time, you know, and like nobody ever comes back. So I'm like, all right, lady, we'll see you when you come back. So then like 5 days later, she actually comes back in, and she was legitimately mad at me that the pair of boots that she liked had been sold.
Aww.
And she was like, I told you I was gonna come back for that. And I was like, you told me you were gonna come back for it. Was I supposed to be like, I'm sorry, customer, you're not allowed to buy that because some random ass person came in and told me that they were going to come back for it.
That's precious.
Yeah, it was really funny. Yeah, anyhow, retail sucks.
Middle-aged women. So we're drunk crafting today. Preparing.
We should have made a list of all the words that we mispronounced.
Let's start. Hand that over. Because this will be when we post.
That's
it
the
up.
Third one. Preparing.
Cup/mug.
It was muck.
Muck.
Well, it was. I said becomes instead of because.
Yep.
All right.
And then preparing. It's like peppering. It's like when you're sprinkling some preparation on.
I can't even spell right now. Preparing. What's really fun is that I have a degree in English, and I will be doing this all
you're
night
like
long.
Like the language guru. I think the funniest part is going to be when this is over and we try to look at that and we can't read anything that you wrote down.
This is my handwriting normally. Don't make fun of me. Didn't go to school for what's it fucking called when you write?
Creative writing?
Script?
No, that's no, what that's... I went to school for.
Journalism?
What is it when you write?
English?
I want the
script.
I feel sorry for anyone who listens to this later. So painting, we're all painting.
Yep.
So Celeste, why don't you go ahead and tell us what you're painting today?
So, well, I thought I was painting some griffins. I picked up my, what are these things called?
Blister pack.
My blister pack that I was pretty sure had my griffins
calligraphy,
in it.
Calligraphy, penmanship.
Penmanship. Good job. Hey. Definitely Brian is working right now while he listens to this. Hey, Brian. Calligraphy. So I thought I was painting a couple of griffins, and then when I opened the blister, I realized that what I actually have is two Scarsfell griffin wings, two Scarsfell griffin tails, and the cloak to some other model that I don't know who it belongs to. And that's all. So I guess that's what I'm painting today. But I'm doing my, I do this like, what is this called?
The rainbow?
Gradient? Watercolor.
Oh.
Effect on my griffin wings. So I'm going to do that on these two.
Cool.
We're going to be doing that a lot, huh? What is this word? What is the word?
What word?
Oh, the watercolor is the word you
Water. Oh, watercolor. Yeah.
I'm actually going to post on our page that we went live because I think that's important.
I think so too.
I'm painting. I don't know if anyone can see. Probably not.
We'll post pictures. we'll try to remember to take pictures.
Look at this little model that you can kind of see from like 20 feet away. This is my Iron Kingdoms model. So those of you who looked at the post, I don't remember when I posted. Thursday night we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Casey and I are playing in Iron Kingdoms. Brian is our GM. I am painting my... I think this is a pistolier model. I'm not sure. She has a lot of guns, but I'm playing an amethyst rose gun mage / pistolier because I like to break the game, I guess. I don't know. I just like to shoot things and I shoot well. So this will be fun. She's already primed, ready to go. She looks like a cowgirl. That'll be fun.
I am on, obviously, in the Iron Kingdom thingy with Amanda. We're sisters. And I'm currently between three models.
Are we actually sisters?
We have to be from Whale
if we're sisters.
Yeah, that's true. So, again, like we mentioned on our Facebook page, you're going to help us out with our background story. We might be sisters. We might not be friggin' sisters. Maybe we were just childhood friends. I don't fucking know. Help us out. But, yeah, I'm between these three. So, this lady, maybe I'll just post pictures. I don't fucking know. I don't know who to do. Maybe, should I try to, like, go up to the camera and see if they can see it?
I think we're probably at the point where we're just going to be, yes, hold them up. Well, I don't think we can see them.
I don't know.
We can't see what they can see is the problem.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, like, maybe out of focus or something.
Oh, no, I can see it.
Oh.
If okay. I get up.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get up. I'm going to tell you 1, 2, and 3, and you tell me which one I think you think I should do. I should probably tell you what the fuck I'm going to be. what is it? A Stormcaller Sorceress. Yes. So.
Our party does not have a Magitek engineer, by the way. There's not a lot of water in here. It's super weird.
Number 1. Number 2.
Someone already said 3. They haven't even seen 3. Oh, shit. I can't see shit. Is there a screwdriver in there?
No.
What? The lamp?
Oh. That's a screwdriver. Do you need it?
No.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to get it.
I'm like, what are you going to screw?
Sorry, I'm reading.
So. Obviously, it goes 1, 2, 3. Right. Let me know what you guys think.
Can't see shit.
This John voted for none of them because none of them are steampunky. Number 3 works for a Stormcaller because it has holding a thing in his hand. It has staff. But I just want your opinion quick to see which one it is. Number 2 has spiky hair and a dagger. I like daggers.
I'm doing this all wrong. I have no idea what I'm doing right now. How do I paint?
I don't know. It's going to be a learning experience.
So, all right, this will be fun. Like, my hand is already, like, drunk shakes. I'm like, there's nothing in here. That's a 00.
Number 1's mostly just pretty. But she also has some armor and stuff going on, so.
Which one were they, 1, 2, and 3 again?
1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah, definitely 3. 3 was my choice. 3 makes the most sense because it's got the orby thing in her hand and the staffy thing in the other hand. Do you need paint, Casey?
No, I got paint. It's right here. See?
So I have with me today, these colors are really fantastic. I pulled out 4 from the big box of colors that I'll bring out later for birthday. I think I bought it for Brian. I don't remember.
Yes, it was
Brian.
His birthday.
Okay.
Wait.
It might have been our anniversary, but I don't remember because they're all really close together.
Yeah.
Our anniversary is like July 31st and his birthday is August 12th. So it doesn't really matter. I paid a lot of money.
I think it was birthday because of August.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get it until my birthday anyway.
I know.
Because it took a month.
It was the later one.
So I have with me a full scat of scale 75 scale color, not the fantasy color. And right now the colors I have pulled out are golden skin and pale skin for flesh to start with. And then I pulled out eclipse gray and African shadow. I don't know what I'm going to use them for. I just pulled them out because I've been drinking.
I'm going to choose my drag name from the list of your paint colors.
Are you going to be African
I'm not going to be African shadow. I feel like that's some racist shit right there. Isn't there one that starts with pale? Didn't she bring one that starts with pale?
Pale skin.
Pale skin is my new... I might use that.
Because this is my fleshy color. Mine is Rin Flesh.
You've got the PP stuff, right?
Yeah.
Who are all these people? Remind me again. Arctic Circle?
Arctic Circle is Jim.
Jim. Pook is Brian, my Brian.
Yeah.
I do not know who Gonlink Dead and Legionnaires are.
Who's Fredox?
Fredox, I should know. Is that
Fredox? Fredox. I'm sorry.
Is that who is that?
And then there's a Nick up here. Yeah.
Oh, that's Nick.
Yeah,
that's Nick.
Hey, Nick. I can't remember. I haven't been here for the last 35 podcasts.
Because, you know, we're only at number 12, right?
Yep.
I don't remember.
But I remembered we are on number 12. So we can try and tell you what we're doing. I'm not a very technical painter, and I'm obviously painting like a moron right now. Because first and foremost, I can't see. I've got the...
Seriously, when you say that you're not a technical painter, I picture myself doing what Nadine does, where I just dip my brush in the whole thing and just lob it on, like, comparatively.
Yeah, I don't do that.
That's what I do compared to what you do.
So, what I was going to say, and
Before I rudely interrupted you.
What was I saying?
You're trying to tell us our technical, what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm putting paint on my model.
Technically
Step
speaking.
Step one, apply paint.
To model.
No, just apply paint. I don't care where it goes.
Where?
But I don't do the... Oh, Jesus Christ, that scared me.
This is some old ass paint.
You did paint me. I dressed like a scrub for a reason today.
I applied paint.
I was like, I can try and look like a human. Nope, I'm just going to put on a t-shirt and wear a hoodie. Fuck it.
It's really fine. You knew that I was going to paint you.
I didn't.
You were like, Celeste's going to paint me.
We go along the line, I paint Casey next, and she paints you. Yes. Now it's like the sisterhood of traveling paint. Are we really doing this?
No, everybody's just going to
paint a man tonight.
Drunk painting Amanda.
You're lucky I'm not John, or else I'd be a dick there already.
This paint is going to wash off. Are you drawing, painting a penis on me?
Yep.
All right. So everyone's going to see my new tattoo, the penis that Celeste is painting.
Oh, he got a new tattoo.
Did you?
No.
Oh.
I said, you got a new tattoo.
I haven't had one in a really long time.
I'm trying to make it less chody. It definitely started, it started out definitely pretty chody. And now I'm trying to...
make it less.
This is the foreskin right here. Okay. Because it's not erect. So the foreskin is up.
I feel kind of left out here, guys.
Well, there, that's my...
I can paint you. Have a little heart. But it's literally the same color as your skin. So...
Yes,
it's like a scarification.
It's usually a little bit, little different, a
little bit.
So, everyone obviously has super different techniques for painting. I cut my paint with this stuff. I don't know if you can see. It's water, kind of. I think Brian it makes like a mixture of a. It's like slow dry, distilled water, some other bullshit. But it really, it thins down the paint to a point where you don't get such like a chunky layer on top. And you can layer pretty well with it, but it doesn't thin it down to like milk, which is a problem sometimes with thinning.
Yes.
And then I go in and do like skin tones first. So right now I'm painting some boobies.
I do clothes first.
Yeah. I paint, like, inside out, like, if that makes sense. Like, the stuff that is most in.
Yep, that's the way to do it, because otherwise you have to go back over and then you have to touch up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If it's inside of a crack, you're more likely to get, like, the...
I thought you said crotch for a second. If you're painting inside
paint
your
the
vagina.
Crotch first. I always paint my models crotch first. I've just learned... that's the way to do it. So I'm using the sponge technique to get my watercolor effect, where I bought these like super cheap ass makeup sponges, and I take the few colors that I'm gonna put on my wings and I put them on the sponge, and then I sponge the model and then I go over it.
Oh, tell Nathan hi. He says hello, everybody.
Hi. Oh, hi.
Hey.
See you in a little bit.
Did anybody tell us who they are? No.
You should just, like, respond with hi, y'all, but make sure you spell it wrong. Because he got really busy about that last night. Yeah, you should paint lowest to highest point. So skin, then clothes and stuff. You're painting backwards, Casey.
Oh, well.
Also, I like that color.
I do, too. But it's like 10-year-old paint, so I'm not sure how well this is going to work. Vallejo does not age well.
No, it doesn't. You should get some, the balls. You should get some balls.
I should get some balls.
the little things. Oh, we should talk about our favorite erratas. I was going to bring that up. What's your favorite erratas?
Didn't look at them.
Casey? Yeah, I'm going to be totally honest with you and tell you that I don't bad. Know. Scorn.
So Nathan's in the party chat thing now, and he will,
yeah, the scorn errata.
I glanced over it. Things got good. I don't have much else to say.
I am happy that Scorn got a revamp and Brian's that they happy. Are playable now.
Brian went to the Masters tournament yesterday and came in fourth.
I saw. That was awesome.
So, whatever.
Oh, I didn't congratulate him. I also didn't... Oh.
Circle won the Masters tournament yesterday.
It yeah, did. Chad won.
And I think Travis came in second, I think.
Travis did come in second, and I don't remember who came in third.
Quimby.
Yes, that's correct. Who? Jake Quimby came in third.
Quimby, that's right.
I feel like I'm painting like I'm... So, Nathan can yell at me. I started off the day the errata came out. I pulled it up, I looked at Signar, and I was really excited about Signar, and I kind of scrolled down, looked at some of the other ones, didn't really, like, focus on them a whole lot because they are not pertinent to me whatsoever. Sure. And then I went to Convergence, and I immediately was incredibly disheartened because I didn't want Jack spam. I wanted something different. I wanted something new, something exciting, or just... good recursion. It was an either or. And I saw Jack spam and I was just like, eh. But after like really looking at it and really thinking about what you can do with it.
You're happy?
Yeah. Oh, we're not talking about errata. I am talking about theme forces and not errata. I am definitely doing that. And I played a game and I did not win that game, but I was pleased with the way that it went. Reflex servitors are just really good. And if you are a Convergence player and you're not including at least a unit of, or not a unit, a set of solos as Reflex Servitors, I think you might be doing it wrong because they have advanced deploy and so they are way up the board and they are screening stupid bullshit. And they're just beautiful and wonderful and I'm very pleased with them. I am pleased with the extra little bit of deployment. It's very handy. For obvious reasons, because Convergence can be slow as fuck, and so it helps you get up the board a little bit faster, whether you're first turn or second. It's just all around really solid. Like, I don't think it's like OP or broken or anything, and if Convergence were a more full faction, it might be pretty egregious, but I think just based with what we have, I think it's pretty good.
I felt very much like Circle... maintained Circle Christmas with the errata. I mean, we knew that there were going to be a few nerfs, but I was expecting it to be a lot. I was honestly expecting Wyrmwood to get completely nerfed because everybody made such a fucking stink about him when Mark III came out. And so I was really expecting there to be a giant nerf to Wyrmwood and that list. And that didn't really happen. There were a couple of small changes that are livable, functional, I can handle them. And then, you know, that's how I feel about that.
So we're back on errata, right?
Yeah, now I'm on errata.
I got the D-cell.
The theme force for Circle is meh. I think it has the potential to be good, but I haven't really...
What is the theme force for Circle?
Don't ask me that. You're going to make me tell you details, and I'm not going to
pull out my phone.
Here, I'll do it. I've got it right here.
I'm just, like, reading the chat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was talking about the other night when I showed up at the tournament. Someone was gonna run Axis and 19 Galvanizers, and it just looks fun. Not good, but fun.
Sometimes that's the best way to play.
And yeah, it's good on scenario. Might not be able to, probably won't kill a colossal. Yeah, I didn't look at the Scorn errata a whole lot, so it's not, I'm not super, does anyone have, do you want to guide me to a specific page and I can read it out loud for you? That's about all you can do. Did you just want us to read the Scorn errata? What's this now?
No, that's old. I'm trying to find
If you go to our page, it's probably a couple posts back. And that's how I find most things. That's the real reason why I post stuff on our Facebook.
So that you can find it later.
Because I want to know where it is. This is the same thing I do. Like, sometimes I'll post stuff on, like, my personal Facebook as an only me can read it. Just so I have it. Which is really funny when I forget to look at it, and like a year later, my Facebook memories is like, "Hey, you have this post. Do you wanna look at it and see it and have good times?" And I'm like, "Shit, I forgot that I saved that from a year ago." So we never talked about announcements either. Do we have things to announce? Really like
Gen Con tickets come out
next week,
29th. They go on sale at noon, guys. I don't know if that's Central or what, but they go on sale at noon.
I think it's noon Central, Gen Con Central.
Yeah.
If you want to go, I'll be there. Casey will be there.
Damn right.
When is it?
August 17th through the 20th of August.
Gen Con is the one that's in Chicago?
Gen Con is in Indianapolis.
That's the one. The one that I didn't go to last year.
Yeah. Adepticon's the Chicago one.
That's right. Gen Con is the one that you rented the tiny house B&B.
Yep.
Yeah.
Airbnb thing.
We're going to try not to do that again this year.
Yeah.
When is it? August what?
August forever from now.
Because my wedding is in August. And that would suck. If they overlap.
While I look this up, let's talk about the ATC. Nathan, you want to talk about the ATC in the chat?
I'm really starting to panic right now about my wedding.
August 17th through the 20th, yep.
Oh, good. Okay, so that doesn't conflict.
It is Gen Con 50.
Yep.
Housing is not a month later. I have heard that housing is
the week, next week?
2 Sundays after.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So what Gen Con does is they have more people in attendance than they have hotel space. Mm-hmm. So all of the hotels that they would do a housing block for, you end up going into a housing raffle.
Okay.
And
this is not working.
What is not working?
These colors are not transferring the same way that my other, like these, it worked perfectly. But in this one, they're not transferring over. I wonder if it's because it was on top of another color.
It could be.
And so it's not transferring from the sponge as well.
That's possible.
I might just wing it. Sorry, I interrupted.
Yeah, Gen Con's a good time. If you've never gone and you like stuff that they do at Gen Con, I highly recommend it. But this is Gen Con 50, so I imagine it'll be pretty atrocious to go.
Yeah.
They do a housing lottery. Basically, I think it's the 2 weeks after tickets go on sale, they open up a portal online where you enter in to get a time slot to pick a hotel room.
Okay.
And that is a... It's just a really like,
and if you don't, then you have to find your own.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Let's paint some hands. I really like.
Also, Nathan, what's the score? I'm sure it's absolutely terrible, but I need to know.
I can probably Facebook it and find out.
I'm just trying not to use my phone.
Yeah. Don't use your data, Casey.
Yeah.
Do you have a data problem?
I since I started Lula rowing, I have problems with my data.
Oh, hey, I start up
I in know. Like a few weeks. My cousins are excited for you.
I'm really pumped. super pumped.
It's a million to nothing.
It is 31 to nothing.
Holy Christ.
I don't even football, and that's pretty...
That's pretty fucking terrible.
That's not a rush. I'm not drinking enough. And
we're not drunk. What's going on?
So, someone want to, like, start us off on our backstories?
Yeah.
So, Brian has informed us very little as to what our story is doing. We are starting in Lael somewhere. Oh, there's a bug in here.
Oh, hey, my wife is a LuLaRoe consultant.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's Jim?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jim. What's Jim's last name?
I don't know how to pronounce your last name, Jim. It's either Jeff or Goff.
Goff. Jim. Oh. I pronounce it Goff in my head. I'm going to have to look her up. I officially start as a LuLaRoe consultant in, like, hopefully, like, 3 weeks.
So, we're doing the thing with the backstories. We're starting off in Lael somewhere near Kador occupied territory. That's all we know.
Off.
Okay. I'm playing an Amethyst Rose Gunmage / Pistolier, which requires me to be from Lael. Casey is playing a Stormsmith. Sorcerer.
I'm guessing I have to be from Signar to do that.
You do have to be from Signar.
So I guess we can't be actual sisters.
That's what
we could be separated at birth. Oh,
that's a terrible story.
Or adopted.
That's all we've got right now. Casey, I think Casey's character is like... What the fuck are they called? Like, the attributes that are noticeable...
Red hair, green eyes.
And big tits
that I don't have as a real person. So, gotta make out up for it somewhere, guys.
This is your, like, compensating.
Yes. This is my legit role-playing.
We could be half-sisters. But the issue is not so much the being related, it's the where you grew up.
Yeah.
So, we don't have to be sisters. John is playing a Stormcaller, what the fuck?
Alchemist?
I don't remember.
Honey, why are you in Iron Kingdoms? He didn't hear me. I'll be back.
Yeah, well, we could know each other. And I think Ethan never told us what he's playing because he's changed his mind a million times. Zach is playing a war caster arcane mechanic.
A mouthful.
What?
Stormcaller, Stormsmith, arcane mechanic. I think he just meant Stormcaller.
He definitely just meant Stormcaller.
Stormcaller, arcane mechanic.
And then we've got...
a war caster...
Arcane Mechanic, that's Zach.
Yes.
And then we've got Aaron was playing... What the fuck was he playing? He's playing a troll, and he was going to do a Fellcaller, but I told him that there's no other troll players, so playing a Fellcaller probably isn't the best idea. But I think I finally convinced him to play a pugilist, because I've always wanted to have someone play a pugilist, but I never want to play trolls.
You never want to play it?
I never want to be a troll or an ogryn. No one is playing the Horde side because Brian won't let us.
Yeah, or else I would not be in this position of
I would still being play a Gunmage Pistolier. So I don't know if I'm not painting now. I'm either, like, talking or painting. There's, like, no in between.
Maybe you should learn how to multitask.
I can't. I cannot. Anyone who's ever played games with
Drink
me...
Drink more.
I'm working on it.
Drink more.
Someone else has to talk then if I'm drinking.
Can I use your toothpick? Or do you have an extra toothpick?
I brought all sorts of them. I figured you guys wouldn't think of that.
I don't use toothpicks.
I've got junk in my gunky gunk. That's why I hate these.
The pots,
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
What are your guys' favorite paints?
Brands or just colors?
Just everything.
African shadow.
Chat, what is your favorite paints? Color, brand, toothpick breaking, pots.
Casey, Jesus Christ.
That's gross.
Surely somewhere down here there's actual paint, right?
Casey, why don't you start us off? What's your favorite paint?
I do enjoy the P3 paints.
I do too.
Why?
Well, they are definitely smooth. They hold up after a year, unless, of course, the top is broken or cracked, any of that fun stuff.
Body paint. So saith the chat.
That's legit, too. I haven't tried it yet, though. Have not tried it yet, Nick. I might have to work on that.
Edible body paint is pretty awesome, actually.
I think this happened before. I don't want to talk politics.
Let's not.
Yeah, I'm going to be this person, and I have very strong political opinions, and I'm just done.
It is messy.
That's weird. The way that came up.
Oh, he did act cripple system. Yeah.
But he's listening right now?
Might be.
We're just not going to touch that subject. Maybe next time when we're not drunk and going to go on a massive rant. Because we all have very strong feelings and we don't want to take 3 hours.
Oh, Lord.
I got into a fight with someone on Facebook today because they posted a terrible meme. Mm-hmm. It was just a shitty, person who was being beat up was wearing a Make America Great t-shirt and the people in the background were
oh, I saw that.
Yeah, and I was just like, it's okay because he's a Nazi anyway, which I was just totally joking as just like, I'm done with people doing shit like that. Mm-hmm. But, if you're going to argue with someone on the internet, try and be smart about it.
Yeah.
Don't just, make personal attacks the whole time. That's not... It makes you feel really good, I bet. But, that's about it. Also, all paint is edible if you're gross, not brave. if you're 5 and are cool with that, or if you're, 12 and your friend bets you $1, that's about it.
Legit. So, back to my paints. There's this one metallic paint that John's been getting. It comes in bigger bottles, a little smaller than your blue bottle on the table. Mm-hmm. And it's very runny. It is Vallejo.
Yeah, we have a bunch of those. Are beautiful.
They are very, very nice. If you want good metallics, go with, the Vallejo that are this giant fucking bottle.
Use a synthetic brush and only use it for that paint.
Yeah.
You will need to clean those brushes with rubbing alcohol, by the way.
But that, it is so smooth, and you only need one layer. Just one go, and you're good to go. It's amazing.
I'm really, sloppy with this. You can't paint to
say anything. I can't say anything for what kind of paint Amanda's fucking using right now.
Celeste, what's your favorite paint?
I don't really know.
Do you have a favorite color?
P3O. My favorite color? Paint... I didn't bring it with me. Yeah, there's a color I like. It's a bronze. I don't know what it's
called. Is it brass balls?
It's
brass balls. Is so good. I'm using scale 75 paints. They're not gonna break things. They're really, really good. But I can't decide if I like them more than Vallejo. I think I'm currently liking them more than Vallejo because I have access to more colors than we do with Vallejo because I had purchased a massive set. And so when I'm looking for a color, I'm going to grab these. They also, I don't feel like they gunk up as much as Vallejo paints do.
Oh, yeah, I had a problem opening this.
So there's an issue with that. But they've got a full line of colors, and then they have fantasy colors, which are a lot brighter and I think are intended for models of the gaming variety, but I think they're like Vallejo has their game color. I think their fantasy colors are more geared to their harder, not quite enamel-y finish. But then they've got a whole line of metallics, a whole series of black through gray through white. Yeah, those alcohol-based metals totally can rust. Yeah, My favorite color is green. I really like green. I think we talked about this on the last podcast.
General favorite color.
Yeah.
Orange is fuck.
What?
I love
orange. Orange is so gross.
You're using so much purple.
Chat, what's your favorite color?
I
want someone to respond to me. I'm just going to keep reaching out to you guys until you answer my fucking questions.
Or I'll just keep squeaking at you. Also, we still need you to help us with our background story. Yeah,
so...
throw stuff at us.
So in if you're playing an Amethyst Rose Gun Mage, the books tell you that you are sad and depressed and very angsty because you no longer have a royalty in your country. You're a defeatist. And,
what the fuck was my religion? It started with an M. Wasn't it an M?
Pick a religion.
There was a religion thing. I don't remember.
Back to the RPG. Actual Sisters, Signarin boarding school for the one at the time of invasion. Never went home and has gone Signarin. We could be sisters. I don't want to be sisters, though. Why do we have to be sisters?
I don't know. I just said we could be sisters because I was having red hair and you were having red hair and you were having green eyes and I was having green eyes.
So obviously,
there's just some sort of sisters. Because you can only have red hair and green eyes if you are related to every single other person ever with red hair green eyes.
It's a fact.
I think you are Morrowind because I think that's what people in Signar believe in.
That sounds right.
I didn't say sisters. Who said?
I did.
You said sisters.
I did. Just like I said, because we have...
What is going on with your
matching
voice?
Matching colors. What?
His voice.
What about my voice?
Casey. What? You sound drunk.
What?
I love you.
Casey?
Yeah.
I'm not anywhere drinking. Near that.
I know you're not, but you sound it.
I'm
at the point where I've been drinking enough where my nose is stuffy, and I'm just like, oh, this is the worst. Everyone's going to hear me be super nasally. I like friends from school.
Friends
or court.
From school.
That
work.
Sounds better. We don't have to be twinsies.
Like magic school.
Like you went to college together.
We went
together.
To magic school together.
We went to Hogwarts.
UMC, University of Sydney.
Hogwarts, bitch.
That was your actual thing. We went to Hogwarts together. I studied potions, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. I've probably told you guys this story before, but it really pertains.
Casey went to Hogwarts for real.
Maybe. I wasn't Gryffindor.
I'm actually a wizard. Okay.
Me too.
So I'm pretty sure I've told you this story before, but it really pertains to our drunk cast. When I was working at State Farm, I got, invited to go out with everybody to celebrate one of our previous employees, like, finally finding a new home or some shit like that. And they're like, oh, well, you can buy a bunch of drinks, just have fun. And it's like, you don't understand. I only need one, and I'm, like, easy. And he's
Casey is easy.
I'm easy.
Casey is easy before one drink, by the way.
2 hours later, I finally remembered I meant to say I'm a lightweight.
I'm easy.
I'm easy. At work, in public, in front of all of my coworkers. It was priceless.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I took flowers off of a tombstone?
Oh, no.
I was really drunk, and my friend was arguing with her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I went out the back door, and, like, right behind their apartment building was a cemetery. So I went and picked flowers off of a headstone and then came back and gave them to my friend because she was crying.
I have to say, I don't think I've ever painted a model this badly in my life, guys.
Yeah, this is pretty...
I think I'm doing pretty good, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be completely different when I'm,
Yeah, I have, like, no light over like, here, so I'm sort of just like, yeah.
I'm still painting skin tone because I keep finding parts that are, like, black. And I'm like, oops. My favorite color is GW's Hawk Turquoise, which no longer exists. When they changed their new line, it became Incubi Darkness, which are not the same shade at all. It's just that when they changed their new line, the color that was supposed to replace Hawk Turquoise was not as good. But the Incubi Darkness color is super legit, which is not pertinent to my favorite color at all because I really like green, and both of those are very, like, tealy turquoise.
Amanda, you're still remembering names of paints. You're not drunk enough.
But I love those colors. They're my favorites. Have you guys seen the video for the GW Black XL spray paint?
No, but I've heard it's the.
You guys should watch the video for the GW Black XL spray paint. I will post it on the Facebook later.
Write it down or you forget.
We've been really good with words too lately. GW spray paint.
The big black can.
Black XL. That's what it's called.
Bigger, blacker can.
Black XL. I take the best
notes. It's
like
the way I like my condoms.
Black XL.
Black XL.
The way you like them or the way you need them.
Also, Celeste, I love how fast your Mr. Dependable sold.
Oh yeah, I sold like I just almost but,
like
said
he
something
sold
totally
like right away. You That's have to fine. Say it no, no, go with it. Go
but
with
they,
it.
I have to tell you, they changed the color on the Mr. Dependable so that it's pink. And I didn't know until it came for some of the orders. I was like, what is this giant pink? Oh, Mr. Dependable, you got a new hairdo. Like, so Mr. Dependable's pink now. But people, I'm always surprised when I do an auction and I auction off Mr. Dependable. I have like 7 people buy it. Like, it's super popular.
I just can't imagine.
So
I like to tell people that it's actually just a mold that I make in my basement of Brian's penis and then sell as a legitimate sex toy. And Brian's like, he hates it when I say that, but I love it.
Yes, you always put your penis next to an Arizona can.
I should put Mr. Dependable next to an Arizona can and like put it on. Yes, that's what I'm going
to
do.
Speaking of giant dildos that suction cup to tables.
There's the man's one now. Have you seen that one?
No.
We sell it. We sold it. It's called Secret Service. It's discontinued now. It's suction cup to the wall. And then it was like a sleeve that vibrates.
Oh. Okay. I saw this really great video on the internet of a fleshlight, a motorized fleshlight, mm-hmm. that was the motor was dying on it. And so someone put some googly eyes on it. The story just gets better.
Okay, I'm ready. That's hilarious. Okay.
So, I'm pretty sure it was a mouth fleshlight. So it gets these googly eyes. And the video is of this guy spoon feeding it rice. And because the motor is dying, you hear it in the background making like that nomming sound. It's the quality content I'm on the internet for, by the way.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
You can probably find it.
I really shouldn't be doing this.
Can you hand me another drink?
I'm not going to feel well tomorrow.
Yeah, I have to work tomorrow.
I also have to work tomorrow. Not in my house.
Anyway, I work from home, so I literally get out of bed.
Is that still like, do you always work from home?
Most days. I work from home most... I have to make sure I don't work in the office tomorrow. I do want to try the watermelon one. Hang on, Tumblr. I just need this video.
I need to try the watermelon one.
Yeah, you have to. They taste like, this thing tastes like Gatorade.
Like, if they were bubbly, it'd be better.
Balls are touching.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
Hang on. That's not working for me.
No, is it not as good as the orange one?
The orange one's better.
Okay, so just so you know, orange Smirnoff something or other in a plastic bottle. He twerks from home. Ah, man.
Hey, it's 31-7.
Ooh. Good job, wow. Packers. You scored a touchdown. What the fuck? Where is this video? I'm gonna find it. All of this garbage in the middle.
I should have brought chips or something.
Oh, yeah. Snacks sound really good.
We should have snacked. Oh. Although Brian says he hates listening to a podcast when people are eating. Because it's like all... Also, yeah. Brian is that person who, if he can hear you eating, he will murder you in your sleep later.
So is other Amanda.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me.
I twerk from home.
What bothers me is when people like...
The next time we get together, Nate, I really want to see you twerk. That's going to be a thing that has to happen.
He's going to be here later. You might still be here.
Yes! From Andy's come home. Over. I'm going to stay here to sober up before I drive home, and then you're going to come twerk for me.
Where the fuck is this video? Oh my God.
I'll go get some singles.
Here we go. I have to turn up my volume. That's my ringtone.
Nom 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 nom
Tumblr, and I do not want to share that with people.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay, I'm gonna waste my data on just this one little video.
Okay. We're gonna have to share a lot of things with you. Have you guys seen the video of the Nazi getting punched in the face?
Yeah.
Have you seen it on repeat?
The alt-right guy? Yeah, fuck him.
So there have been several people who have reworked the video. And just, we're not talking politics. I'm just talking memes on the internet right now.
Just want to go on record as saying I'm totally against the no politics rule that we have on this podcast.
Just for right now. So there's this video that we've all seen, and someone has taken it and just has taken the punch portion and just put it on repeat. It's just like constantly this guy getting decked in the face. And it just keeps going on and on. But the other one that is my favorite is anyone who is... Oh, you spelled y'all right. Thank you. So... If I don't know how many of you remember, like, the GameCube that had the, like, the opening was the, like, do-do-do, and it, like, the little, like, block unfolding. Yep. And then the instant the block goes in to form the G, the screen cuts over to him getting punched in the face. And it's so good, and I just, I love the internet.
Who told us? Aaron. Aaron was telling us on Friday. It was mostly just me and Mark. But he was telling us about how on the PS1, when you were playing Monster Rancher, you could throw the disc in, take the disc out, and throw in, like, another game or something, and you would get a certain monster type from that disc.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I feel like I would need to see that happen.
It's a thing. And now I kind of wish I still had my PlayStation 1. But this is what I was... When you showed me that... It reminded me of the talking boat.
I remember that, too.
That is, I will see if I can find that video and share it with everyone.
Because I couldn't remember what the fuck it was called. I took it... Put in boat, blah, 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 blah.
This one is not as good, guys.
No.
Electric watermelon is not good.
Do either of you guys want a strawberryta?
No.
No, I've got amaretto and 7-Up now.
I need a pan.
I have the strong shit. Let's see, what color should I do next?
I don't think there's a ball in here. Oh, there is.
Lucky duck. I don't have balls.
I bought balls.
Balls.
I made sure Brian had balls.
If we get me laughing hard enough, I snort too, okay?
I think that's standard.
I snort constantly. Like, sometimes just breathing.
I'm forgetting I have this penis on my arm. Gonna have to get a picture of that guy later.
It's a pretty good penis.
We're just gonna add this to that colors.
Just what paint some, can we paint some happy little trees? $35
paintbrush is this?
I think they were actually $50. they are Gear Games and Gears Games paint and Gears. Brushes. They are the Gen Con 2015 brushes.
That's the rubber, the silicone tip.
What do you do with it?
Ties.
This is a katana, I think is what they call it.
I think so.
I don't know. It's a silicone tip that lets you... Well, that doesn't work because there's no fucking paint
works,
on there.
It works really good for eyes. Or those very, wow. very
there's
fine
there.
Detail work.
Like look at that dot. That one's bigger.
I
painted a face.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know about the Games and Gears silicone tipped brush, I'm pretty sure it's called a katana. Yeah.
It is. This is the Extreme Katana.
The Extreme Katana. And when you go to conventions and they have all those contests for the painting, a lot of that detail work I have heard is actually done by the katana. Like all those, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, the paisley designs, pretty much, that you see on clothing and things yeah. like that, they will use the katana for, because it is such a fine tip that doesn't hold a lot of paint. Obviously, it takes a lot
longer.
I've
always wondered how they did that, because yeah. I'm like, who has...
I mean, it's really new, so I've been seeing a lot more of that. I think mm-hmm. for the people that were doing it beforehand... Mm-hmm. Must have been using probably like a one brush.
Sure.
I'm using a double zero, so I don't know what the
a
fuck you're talking
double
about.
Double zero? I don't fucking know. Like they recommend twos for like everything, so I don't know.
Yeah, you can suck my dick with a two.
I mean, that would be really hard. Logistically, I'm just...
But, yeah, it's really cool. It's really great for the eyes, especially because it's just one dot of paint. There you go.
Really great for the eyes.
I'm on record here saying that I'm not particularly fond of the Games and Gears paintbrushes. I feel like they're
still synthetic.
My issue is that they don't feel very quality. Like
odd because they're from Britain.
Yeah, that doesn't mean there are scrubs from Britain who use the word cunt in Facebook forums, Casey. That doesn't mean anything.
That's true.
But oh, was the word cunt?
It was, they said Luke Hunt. They referred to him as Luke Hunt because he is a piece of shit to put together, which is true. And, yes, but I just ignored the response at first because I was just like, I don't want to deal with garbage like this. And then someone else came up and was like, yeah, this is kind of sexist. And it kept escalating and escalating, and I felt like it was time for me to chime in.
Are you the only woman participating in the thread?
I was. Yep. For the Convergence page, surprise! I feel like there's... And I don't post as often. I feel like there's one girl who posts frequently, and I don't feel like there's anyone else. But because people use terms like Luke Hunt,
right.
I don't think that women really want to be like...
Want to be in there.
Yeah, this is a great page that I want to spend surprise! Time in. And then he tried saying that it's a regional thing because he's from the UK. And, like, I get it. You guys use the term cunt, okay, maybe, more often than Americans do. But as I kindly tried to remind this gentleman that the Facebook page was not a UK-specific page, and it is a much more global-reaching page, and he should be aware of his audience.
Good point.
My cousin posted a thing, and then... My other cousin, who I have blocked, commented and said, with a meme of the march, the Million Woman March, and said, the meme said, Donald Trump got more fat women walking in one day than Michelle Obama did in 8 years. And I literally wanted to go murder someone. That was just this
moment. Yeah.
I haven't blocked anyone because of this political season, but I have definitely removed friends.
There's some family that I debated on removing.
I've blocked lots of people. I'm going to be totally
Why
honest.
Can't Yulu can't use that term? Because it's not nice? Because as I tried to explain to the gentleman, who really wasn't a gentleman whatsoever, was that the term is derogatory towards women. And even if you use it in the sense of they are being an unpleasant person, it's still derived from female genitalia, which strongly suggests that women are therefore unpleasant people. It's just not a nice word. Granted, we don't all need to be nice people, but I feel like if you want to express frustration towards something, you could definitely use a different term. You definitely don't need to be like, oh, well, what if I were to say dick? Would you be okay with that?
Yep.
Because that's not really...
Sure would.
I would be fine with that.
The same.
And you know why? Because men don't experience the shit that women experience. They can handle it. They're... Fuck this conversation.
I would have just been like, you can say he's an asshole.
You can say dick. I don't mind that.
I just don't think it's nice. I think you should not refer to things as genitals.
We're not drunk enough.
Yeah, this conversation.
Keep drinking. off the politics.
Did everybody sign off?
No, there's still people there.
Also, we're not keeping track of time.
Chat, what do you want to talk about? Oh, we do have to wrap this up by 5.
Ish. Yeah.
I need to get headed out to enjoy dinner with family peoples. I think I've painted so much, guys. Look at the skin. I've painted all of the skin.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I've done. I'm a really slow painter. I don't know if you guys knew. I also talk a lot, and I get really distracted, which isn't obvious whatsoever, right?
Totes.
I also keep hitting my mic with my paintbrush, which I'm sure sounds beautiful. So let's talk about War Machine-related things.
Sure.
Do you guys have War Machine-related things you want to talk
about? I haven't
played
for like a month.
Me too.
What? I played a game against Aaron the other night. That was fun.
I'm really out of practice.
I am too.
It was a very tiring week at work, so
I have a feeling that I'm going to be... I have a feeling that I'm going to have to just acknowledge now that 2017 is going to have to be a step back for me, because wedding planning is way more time-consuming than I ever thought that it would be.
If you need help, bro...
I'm
helpful.
Does someone have an X-Acto?
No.
Well, I can't use African Shadow or Eclipse Gray.
Because why?
They're sealed.
Oh.
They're,
Andy does. You'd have to get up.
Andy!
Just yell for him.
I'm going to message him.
Nah, it's not a big deal. I can knock everything off of here and see what colors I actually
Andy,
have.
Andy, you got... an X-Acto.
I'm going
to put
that by your
butt casing.
X-Acto. Okay. I can't reach.
X-Acto.
Alright, here we go. This is my...
Wait.
Exactly. This is my wonderful paint set that I gifted to Brian for birthday miss, which came in around the time of my birthday. My birthday gift then came in around the time of Christmas, so we're really good about these things. This is, up to this point, is all scale 75 scale color paint. And then I brought a bunch of their metals with me to work with. Their metals are really nice. They've got a ton of them. They have, like, actual golds and silvers, and then they've got, those weird ones where it's like, this is green but glittery and it's supposed to look like metal. Let's find some really good paint names in here since I have to open them. I can't read that one. That
also, for like my redhead, I'm really liking this color. Ember Orange.
Rainy Gray. I thought it said Rainy Gay for a second.
Oh. Rainy Gay would be an excellent drag name.
Rainy Gay.
Your drag name now instead of Pale Skin.
Rainy Gay.
Rainy Gay. Let's see what else we have.
Thank you. It was for her anyhow.
Mars Orange, which is weird because Mars is red.
Yeah.
Orange is in the red family.
Elderberry.
Orange is in the red family.
That's what I just said.
Sunset Purple.
Red is not in the orange family. Orange is in the red family.
That's what I said.
But orange can be yellow. Caspian blue.
Orange can be in the yellow family.
But it's the red family.
That sounds vagina-y.
That is a vagina. This is the vagina color.
They didn't want to call it vagina, so they called it pink flesh. I guess that we should specify white vagina, because...
Yeah. Well, it's right in between light skin and Indian shadow.
This shit is racist as fuck.
Dubai brown.
Oh my god!
Good job, Amanda.
They're from Spain, it's okay.
How? In what...
I'm being so very sarcastic right now. Walnut.
See, what's the name of this place? Vallejo? Come on, Vallejo.
It's you scale come color. Up with more scale color.
More variations of walnut.
Brown.
Chestnut.
Brown rather. Rather.
Leather. Add one. Right, brother. Write it down.
Sahara yellow. Arabic shadow. Oh my god. Whew, sandalwood.
There's a good one.
This one, White Sands. He said he doesn't have an X-Acto, right?
He said he does not have an X-Acto.
That's okay. Well, I'm done painting then.
What time is it?
4:40.
Oh, yeah, we gotta wrap it up.
Do you guys want me to keep bringing paint colors off to you? This one is Tesla Blue. Like, oh, there's a thing in
that
here.
Was a sex noise.
Yeah. Just like...
You are also moving in a sexual way. I caught it out of the corner of my eye.
I can't see this one.
You took out your... Tooked?
Tooked? Are we adding this one to the list now, too?
You took out your...
I had my lip pierced many years ago. It has been out of my face for like 5 years.
I'm just remembering it fakely. Like, my brain is making up that memory because I see the hole in it.
Yes, it's definitely making up that memory. I think I... Oh, my God. I think I took it out shortly after I started dating Brian.
So my brain is just remembering.
She's also taken out one of her tit ones, too.
Taken out one of my tits. In case you guys didn't know, I have a third one that's removable.
Third tit?
Ooh, I get
that
at
is
it,
like my Brian's fantasy right there. Like, just extra removable tits.
Whatever I want it.
Just throw it on, like, magnetized tits.
I had six chest piercings. And I had one that it needed to go, and then another one that needed to go, and now I have four. I also used to have my ears stretched, and I don't have anything in there. I used to have my septum pierced. I had both sides of my nose pierced.
I had one nose piercing once. It kept getting boogers caught on it, so I took
gross.
It out.
Gross.
I just had my ears pierced.
You would just have your ears pierced, Casey.
I always wanted a belly button, but my belly is too round for a belly button.
Casey's always wanted a belly button.
A belly ring.
They were not as painful as it sounds. I actually... I think the most painful piercings that I had were the ones that we did on my chest. Because we did all six of them at once. And so, like, I don't know if you're familiar with what it's like to be, like, stabbed multiple times.
Nope, that's never happened to me. But, like, that's an experience,
like,
I do
the
not
tattoo's
know.
A really good experience, though. Like, it's, like, the constant.
Sure.
So this was, like, it was, like, piercing once, and then, like, the skin gets bothered and irritated and red and... like inflamed, and right. Then all of a sudden you go at it again, and then again, and then again, and then six of them later, and I'm kicking and screaming. Also, my septum, the first time around wasn't bad, but the guy pierced it crooked, so I had to get it redone. So it was taken out, scar tissue formed, and then piercing through scar tissue is unfucking bearable.
Hmm.
Don't do it. If you remove a piercing, just leave it. Casey did go in all on the drunken part of the show.
Hey.
Unfortunately. I tried drinking. This was less fun than I think it would have been to watch. I apologize, friends.
I think next time we should get here early. Whoop. Whoops.
Sorry.
We should get here super early, get shit-faced, and then go live.
Yeah.
Because we were not drunk enough that it was just sort of like, merp, politics are terrible. Merp, I like colors.
I do love colors. I want the chat to be more interactive.
Also, yes, the chat, you were not helpful
with. I'm dependent upon you, chat.
I feel like saying that the chat is not helpful is victim blaming right now. Like, it is not their fault.
They were not helpful in our backstory. I was really depending on you.
Yes, I was a nice girl until I took 6 piercings to the chest. Also not true, but... there was one
Amanda's
time.
Amanda's been a bad girl her whole life.
Yeah. A really great story about piercings we can wrap up on. Because
I've got one too.
Brian, I'm sure has talked plenty of times on the podcast before about whatever fucking shit that he does. Brian and I started dating, and he was still piercing at the time, and he wanted to do a thing with, I forget what the term is for them, but they're basically like syringe needles, but they're used for like artistic piercing. So you like do them in an array on the skin, so you can do like spirals and patterns and weird shit, and they're literally just there, and then you pull them out and you're done, and it's good and great. He wanted to do something like that, and it was a like peacock rainbow fashion on my chest with like 26 fucking needles, and I sat through that. I think I just really have a high pain tolerance. I don't know how I dealt with it. Never again. Don't do it. Not smart.
It sounds terrible.
If you want to get something pierced, yes, he probably has talked at length about dick piercings.
I watched someone get a Prince Albert. I watched my friend do it, and it was painful to watch, so...
I worked at a tattoo shop shortly after I graduated high school, and I was just, like, counter bitch, whatever. And there was a guy who wanted to get his dick pierced in some fashion. I don't know. It was, like, the one that goes, like through the head, kind of.
Prince Albert.
But it's not, like, all the way through. Like,
I don't know
what the fuck it was. Anyway, he needed someone to hold his hand, and no one would be allowed back there, so I had to hold this guy's hand while he got his dick pierced. And that was not the most uncomfortable experience of my life, but it was definitely up there.
There was a lot of blood. I don't know if there was a lot of blood for the one you... It was bleeding everywhere.
That sounds bad.
It sounds so bad.
Something happened.
It was a good piercer. It wasn't like a piercing mistake. It was a person
and it sounds like it was a mistake, but not something that like
right. It was just. I think he just has very like
a bloody penis.
He just has a really bloody penis. I don't know. I'm not friends with him anymore, so I can't, like... I guess I could message him and be like, hey,
can you talk to us about your dick?
How's your Prince Albert? Is your penis still really bloody?
How's your penis doing?
This was, like, 10 years ago this May.
Hey, chat, how's your penis doing?
His name is Jeremy. I'm gonna message him.
What was the word? The word. It started with a W. I don't remember. This was a really bad podcast. I'm sorry, guys.
To all of our fans, we apologize.
But hey, we had Celeste for a time.
Yay.
I'll be back in a couple of podcasts.
This bloody penis is a scale 75 color.
It should be.
All right. So the next podcast is the February.
We're actually going to start talking about War Machine more.
Real, yeah.
More predominantly, I think.
Does it really matter? Because, like, we talk more about it than our sister page. Yeah.
Yes, they're our sister. We're not their sister. Sunday, February 5th, I will be talking about convergence at length. Not the length of a penis, by the way.
I mean, maybe, depending on the penis.
I might actually be able to tell the story. Last night, we were... A pot of us were the Applebee's afterwards, and someone was upset about the cock and balls jokes with convergence, and are we wrapping it up? Yeah. Okay. We should go. 50. I got the time, Andy. I can read. Thank you for being...
Wait, tell me, people were upset about cock and balls?
Yeah, so the cock and balls jokes with all of the convergence models, like the dildo face gun-faced dildo hands, stuff and like that.
Dildo.
Brian was there with us at that table, and I had said that the TEP looks like something you suction cup to a table.
Easter Island dildo.
Andy's just shaking his head. It really does, though. It really does.
It does look like a suction cup dildo sticking straight up on the table.
That's exactly what it is. Andy's like nodding.
Put it on the ground and bounce up and down.
Some could say that the Seija crawler looks like something similar to that, except for it's for the other hole.
Anal Siege crawler. The anal crawler.
But anyway, actually Nathan was at the table with us, and I was sitting next to Nathan, and Nathan was talking about something about convergence, and everyone else on the rest of the table was talking about the different places you can suction cup ATEP-like objects. So that's the way we ended that last night, and I think that's the way we're going to end that tonight.
Yep.
All of the places you can suction cup a TEP-like object to.
Like, are we talking about what are the ones that are best for using it, or just people are just randomly... To the ceiling fan.
I think it was for porn purposes.
Put one on each fan of the ceiling fan, and then turn the ceiling fan on, so you just have circle dick.
I don't know. I'd have to go with refrigerator, the side by sides. So then if you get too hot while going at it, you can open one of the refrigerator doors and get cool off.
You get the freezer door right there. All right,
that's good.
You can actually, with a suction cup dildo, not have any actual work. Don't pay for any workout routines. Just put it on the ground and squat down.
Squats. Yeah.
And then you put it on the wall and you get
your push-ups.
You can do the twerk position pushback. You can work all your muscles just masturbating. That's how I do it. That's how I maintain this. Figure.
Recommendations. TEP like objects. Here we go. Have a great night, friends.
We recommend masturbation here on Lost Aspect. Okay. That's all I've got.
Bye. I'll see you guys.
Turn us off before we hurt these people anymore. All right. That was a hot mess.
Oh, man.